This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. All over America. You can hear us live in the podcast. It's there too. After 10 o'clock this morning, welcome to a Friday. I feel like we've beat the heat, man. The heat is gone. It's going to cool down for the weekend. Got rain in the forecast. I love it. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's Friday. We got a bag drop.
Big old bag drop. The tote bag drop in Parker this morning, 7:40. Woo! 7:40, we'll be sliding into that parking lot, which we'll name here in about 7 o'clock or so. But we'll slide into the parking lot with bags, hundreds of bags, free bags.
Fun will be had by all.
Two bags per person. First come, first serve. It's going to be huge today. Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
Are you pumped up for the bag day?
I'm ready for the bags, baby.
I got some bad news on the bag front.
What?
Well, we may have to take a couple of weeks off. I know Jamie's going to celebrate this. She's not here yet.
She's going to love it.
She's going to love it. Going to get a lot of woo. You know, I don't even want to hear it.
Well, what happened?
Well, we've got a couple of fish on the hook. You know, when I say that, I mean sponsors, right? They want to be a part of this because they're missing out. You know,
it's a big deal. Yeah. Hot ticket item.
If you're King Supers, why wouldn't you want to be a part of this, right?
Jump all over it.
Put a coupon in the bag or something. And we mention you every single time, right? But the final details have not been flushed just yet.
Oh.
So it's put a little damper, a little delay, a little...
We're on a holding pattern.
Snafu. I got the bad news yesterday in the parking lot.
Oh.
I hate getting news in the parking lot.
Yeah. It's never good news in the parking lot.
I'm standing outside. The boss walks up to me and goes, "Hey, man, I got a little bit of, I got an update for you." The update, when they don't come in excited, then you know the update's not going to be that great, right? And then the update came.
Yeah.
And the update was not great. So this might be the last one for a couple of weeks. We're not done. Okay.
That's all right. We can build up the hype then.
But Parker, you're getting it, man. You're getting it at 7:40 this morning. Man, I'm so glad the heat is gone. Yesterday was miserable.
It was miserable.
What was it, like 98 degrees yesterday?
It was steamy.
We've had a run here of the heat, but the heat is gone. Going to be only 85 today. Now, I say only. It's still warm, but it's not like what we have been. But 85 for today, then the 70s. For the next, what, 7 days or so?
All next week. 70s.
Rain, got rain in the forecast. It's going to be a nice, nice weekend. I love it. I love it. Got a lot to do today. There's a lot of the plate. Where is Jamie, by the way?
I don't know.
I don't have a text.
I mean, this is late.
It is kind of late.
What's going on? Where are you?
Maybe
where
we should
are
call
you?
Her.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should check on her or something. Maybe that bear got her.
That might have. It's a big bear, dude.
Keep
it definitely
that
eats
bear.
People.
Yeah, the bear eats people, man. Check on her if you could.
Yeah.
A couple of things in the news this morning that we'll get to. It appears, Jamie, by the way, I think she's the one to credit for this. It appears the NFL, they had a conspiracy against Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
That does not look. You know, that's worth billions.
That's crazy.
The Sanders family could get billions out of this from the NFL. That's crazy to me.
That'd be a wild lawsuit.
Hey, good morning, Jamie.
Well, hi, you guys.
How you doing, Pumpkin?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I'm so excited. It's Friday.
So are we.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weekend
is
here.
It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day. It's going to be cooler. It's going to be nicer. We were just talking about it. I was giving you all the credit in the world, Jamie, because you've said from the very beginning with this Shedeur Sanders thing that there's a conspiracy in the NFL. And I poo-pooed you. I hate poo-pooing, but I poo-pooed you.
You did poo-poo. Why? What happened?
It's been breaking now that truly the NFL made phone calls to all the teams and said, don't draft this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And you're the one who's been saying that.
I have been saying it, but I didn't know it was true.
Well, I felt like that you were way out there on a limb.
Yeah, me too.
But there's a lot of people on your limb right
now.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And if it's true, I'm telling you right now, he can sue them for $1 billion.
I mean, league-wide.
Wow, the NFL.
Yeah.
The actual NFL.
Yeah.
The people that operate the NFL made phone calls to all the different teams, to the GMs, owners, everything, and said, don't draft this kid. We want to make an example out of him.
And what's the example?
That he's too big for his britches.
Oh.
Too flashy.
Too flashy.
Yeah, too cocky, too flashy.
Wow.
We don't need that in the NFL.
So that was what it's all about, just too flashy?
I guess.
Man.
That's what it appears to be. It's early. It's early. We don't know for sure.
So it's nothing against Deion?
They haven't mentioned that.
Okay.
I haven't seen that anywhere. Right. I just saw that he was too cocky, he's too flashy, he's just too big for his britches.
Because I wonder if it goes back to like Deion leaving. Where did he leave? Like Texas or something? Left them like high and dry. And somebody there knew somebody in the NFL is like, screw Deion.
I don't know. We've got audio, an NFL player who's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, Eric Dickerson, Hall of Fame running back.
He's a Hall of Famer. He came out yesterday and said he has the goods. He knows for a fact the NFL, they boxed this kid out.
I told you guys.
You did.
I told you guys.
You've been saying this all along.
Yeah. Oh, man. Feels good to be right.
We're not a sports station, but we feel like he's one of ours.
Well, right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's Shedeur. Daddy's just up the road up here playing football or coaching football, and we feel like he's a son of Colorado.
Right, he is.
So that's why we're protecting the kid, you know?
Yeah, of course. Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, yeah, and I always felt bad for him because Travis Hunter, you know, went so quick and all that stuff, and they're best friends. They're all like a family, and then sat there.
The NFL loves Travis.
It made no sense that he just kept sitting there on draft night, and then the next day, and the next day.
Well, it kind of did. Going. It kind of told you.
Yeah. Yep, you nailed it. All right, we'll get to that a lot coming up this morning. Parker, backdrop, your area, coming up this morning at 7:40.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, and don't forget the Powerball this weekend. $700 million, man. $700 million. I wonder if we've got a pool this week.
I don't know, because I forgot money.
Oh, crap. So I got to front you again?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Here we go.
That's a good system.
I know.
You owe me 10 bucks from Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be in the whole 20.
I know.
Now, I can't complain because I was thinking of this yesterday, Jamie. I don't know why your $10 was on my mind. sounds very cheap, but for some reason it was. And I thought of all the times that I've sat here month after month after month and owed Jamie White money. that I haven't paid you. You paid NASCAR up front for us.
Yeah,
remember that?
I do.
I owed you $250 for what? Weeks.
Years.
Yeah. Right? So I can't sit here and complain about my $10.
Yeah. Were you really thinking about that? That's weird.
I brought it up. Consumed Obviously, it was on my wow. mind yesterday.
Wow.
I don't know. I have the weirdest things, man. $10. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to get your tickets.
Oh, we do have a pool.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Did you just get a text
from
him?
Yeah, I got a text from Powerball Pete.
So he'll be in later today?
Yeah.
We have to Venmo it to him.
Yeah, so you go ahead and cough it up.
I just picture us winning, man.
We're going to win.
One day. We got to be. We got to be due at
some
point.
Well, we did kind of win $12 out of $330 spent. Come on. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, I guess. I guess you can't complain.
Right?
We got back a portion of our money.
Yeah.
How much did we spend? If we had 110 tickets,
didn't we say 330 or something like that?
Yeah, 300. So I don't know what we spent.
Yeah.
But we got back $10 or $12.
$12.
Yeah. All right, we're back in. I'll Venmo the money over and we're back in the pool.
All right, don't forget to put me in there.
We'll get you in. We'll get you in. I'll take care of it.
$20.
No problem. I'm so excited. It's a football weekend. College football starts.
Nice.
Yeah, last preseason weekend. Lots of stuff going on this weekend, man.
Yeah. Exciting. College football. Getting ready to sit on your ass.
See, you're not a college fan, are you?
No.
You don't have one college team that you like?
No.
Not one?
No.
Not one?
Nope.
This isn't a college city.
Well, yeah, it is. CU is a huge college town.
No,
CU,
not like
CSU. CSU, Air Force.
Yeah, all of them are huge.
Yeah, but not like most college
I would
towns.
Disagree with that because the Buffs are like huge.
You either have, now, and text Andrew, you can comment on this if you want, 303-22-ALS. You either have cities that are pro cities or they're college cities. And Denver is a very pro city. It's all Broncos all the time.
I feel like it can be both. Because, at least I'm surrounded by Buffs fans, so that's why.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah,
but
maybe that's
as far as you know, when you go back east or some of the other places, it's just not as big as it is
and Navy,
back there.
Right? What is it? Air Force, right down there, huge.
You know, we have a Navy out there on the Chatfield Reservoir.
No, but I mean Air Force. Okay. Air Force is huge. It's absolutely huge.
Yeah, it's huge, but it's not huge in college football is all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all. Anyway, big weekend this weekend.
How come everything, like, when you say it, but we're all supposed to agree with you, but when we say it, it's not right?
Well, I'm just saying that in a national picture, Air Force isn't considered that
big. I'm just wondering why you always do that.
I'm sure, you know,
you just don't hear us and say, maybe.
Well, I have an opinion, Jamie.
Well,
people are allowed to have an opinion.
I understand, but we do too.
If you have an opinion, your opinion.
But we do too, and we're like, CU's huge
and
stuff.
And everybody heard your opinion.
And they heard
my opinion,
but then
so
you always have to have, like, the last word. It's weird.
Okay, I'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
All right, CU and Air Force, huge. Huge. Huge.
And the Rams.
Huge.
Parker, we're coming
and
to
the Rams.
See you.
Yeah, and the Rams. Huge.
Oh, you didn't hear the big bad news yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I was in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. You heard the one about the backdrop?
Yeah.
About we don't have a sponsor?
Yeah, like where they're looking for them.
Could be 2 weeks delay.
Yep. Yeah.
It'll be back, though. I'm on a mission now.
Yeah,
I'm on a mission.
And what's your mission?
My mission is to get these damn bags back in the building, man, and be back out on the street.
A bag in every hand in Colorado.
Yeah, that's my mission.
But only this time they're going to take our names off of it. It's going to say Kroger.
Well,
we're
going to
be itty bitty right down at the corner.
We may have to downsize.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, it's going to say like King Super's on the side or something like that. Yeah, we're just going to be eliminated. I'm not kidding. It's going to have it's going to have Steel Bros on the side, but not BJ and Jamie.
Okay, you got a point that I can agree with.
all of a sudden,
we're in conjunction on this one, right? I got a story here from Thornton. They went into a house and got 66 cats.
Oh, God, that's
gross.
Who
in the hell has 66 cats? You should be carted away.
That is nasty.
Is that crazy? I had two cats at one time. Two cats.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Two cats is enough.
Yeah.
Oh, it was overload.
Enough.
One cat's enough. I'm with Jamie on this one.
Yuck.
Oh, we agree again.
Hey, look at that.
One cat's enough. 66 cats in one house.
Ew.
Apartment complex in Thornton, where police tell us animal control officers were sent after management reported a large number of cats inside and poor living conditions. Yesterday, 66 cats and one dead kitten were found. The cats were taken to the Riverdale Animal Shelter for evaluation and care, and the owner was issued a municipal summons and voluntarily surrendered 37 of the cats.
Were they barn animals? Barn cats?
I don't know. Were cats? I don't know. I have no idea. But get this. They took out 30-something cats, so they left 30-something cats.
Oh, gross.
Why would you leave 30 cats?
I know, right?
I mean, there's not one human being on this planet that can take care of 36 cats.
Especially when they found one that was dead.
Let alone 66.
I mean,
but you left them.
And you didn't even bury the little kitten? You just left it in your house?
Well, that wasn't in the story. I don't know if they did or not. Did they die?
I don't know. They said
they just left it there.
They said they found 60 whatever cats and a kitten dead.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. They just left it in there?
And where are you rounding up 66 cats? Are you adopting all these? Are they coming to your house? Are you feeding? And they're telling their friends? And
well, I mean, I get. What are those cats called? The stray kind or whatever? What are those called?
Oh, feral.
Yeah. Yeah, I get those because they just reproduce and there's nothing you can do. They're out of control. I get if it's that because I had a friend and she lived in a trailer park.
Yeah.
And there were cats everywhere. I mean, just everywhere.
Just all over, and they'd all come by when it's like dinner time, right?
Yeah. Nobody actually feeds them.
So you're thinking that she started with two?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And then the male cat got into the Cialis or something? All of a sudden things.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Cialis, Viagra or whatever it is, right? Got into it and all of a sudden you're out of control.
I guess.
You can't stop the birth rate.
Wow, that's bad.
That's wild. Yeah. Tabloid Trash is coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 7:40 this morning. Backdrop in Parker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right. I don't know if y'all saw it, but it was insane. Little Nas X.
What is he known for?
I gotta take my
Old Town Road.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I think he even won a Grammy. Maybe.
He won a lot of awards for that one.
Yeah, it was a big song. So he was on Ventura Boulevard at 4 a.m. and he was walking in his pantalones.
We've all done this,
right?
Yes.
Right, just right. Leave
downtown.
Him alone. Yeah. So he was in his tidy whities and some white cowboy boots, which I really thought was a nice addition to his white underwear.
It was a solid outfit.
Yeah, it really looked good. And no shirt on, no nothing, just underwear and his cowboy boots. And somebody was filming him. And here's how it went.
Hey, what don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. Go ahead, babe. Go ahead, babe. Didn't I tell you to put the phone down? Uh-oh, somebody's going to have to pay for that. Pay for it by coming to the party. Yes,
here he
goes. I am serving you, and you better be at that party tonight. Oh, yes. Get my good side. Every side. Yes. Cocktail.
He's very saucy.
Yeah, he's prancing too. Like the prance that he does. Yeah. Little sachet.
He was walking down the middle of the road, and at one point he placed an orange traffic cone on his head. He just kept talking about a party he's going to. This is at 4 a.m., you guys.
You know, when this thing came out yesterday, they kept talking about an OD, overdose. He doesn't look overdosed to me. He looks like a little liquored up, maybe, but he looks like he's just out having a good time in his underwear.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, to me, he's like higher than a kite.
Yeah.
He's kind of like talking even normal. He's not slurring.
Well, they made it sound like that he was so overdosed, so jacked up on drugs that he was a harm to himself and other people, and that he had to be rushed to the hospital, all this stuff. But it doesn't appear that way when you watch the video.
I agree with you. They did say that his erratic behavior, he allegedly assaulted an officer.
He did like lunge at them.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So, leading to a misdemeanor charge of battery on a police officer. He was taken to a hospital for evaluation, possibly related to a suspected overdose, before being booked later that morning. So, I don't know.
Way to go, Nas.
Yeah, just walking down.
Party's over.
I feel like he was just having a good time in the middle of the road.
That's what he looks like. When you watch the video, he's having a blast.
Right? Everything's fine.
Party time.
I didn't know this, but I guess Eric Menendez was denied parole 36 years after murdering his parents.
Yeah, I got the audio.
Oh, you do?
If you need audio.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Right here. A parole recommendation denied for Eric Menendez, seen here appearing virtually, answering questions for a California Parole Board Thursday, and extensive hearings stretching on for 10 hours.
It seemed like everything up until now had gone in their favor, but really, when you consider the crimes, not all that surprising.
Coincidentally, Eric's parole hearing came just one day after the 36th anniversary of his parents' murders in 1989, a crime he and his brother had been serving life sentences for without the possibility of parole until they were resentenced in May. The parole board today finding that Eric continues to pose an unreasonable risk to public safety, handing down a three-year denial based on Eric's pre-murder burglaries, the shotgunning of his mother, and his cell phone use violations behind bars.
Way to go, Eric.
Oh, he had violations behind bars?
Yeah, I guess he's a troublemaker.
I thought they were perfect students.
We've heard that, haven't we? We've heard that for years, that these guys, they're in prison, they're perfect inmates, and they do nothing wrong, but it turns out he's a troublemaker.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right?
And his brother goes up today.
I know.
His brother's doomed.
He's going to be like, really? Yeah.
Way to go, Eric. Great.
Wouldn't it be interesting if one got off and one didn't?
That would be crazy.
It's not going to happen, though.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I know, but I'm just saying, wouldn't that be crazy?
It would be.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
The amount of jealousy.
Right?
There's no way they can justify that.
Despite the parole denial, a spokesperson expressed continued support for Eric, highlighting his remorse and personal growth during this time in prison. Lyle's parole hearing is scheduled for today.
They killed their parents. They did it.
Yeah.
They need to stay in prison.
Poor Carson is a schmuck. Sorry.
What?
Yeah. $12.99 per month for just a couple of shows.
So Apple TV Plus, whatever, that's what you're talking about, right? Yeah. So it's going to go from $9.99 to $12.99, but I have to have it. I can't go without it.
$13.
You're a sucker.
No.
You're not a schmuck. You're
shows.
A sucker.
Ted Lasso Season 4. I can't miss that. You got Shrinking, and you got the morning show that's going to come out again.
Just imagine $13 a month in a high-quality mutual fund.
Yep.
You could be a millionaire before you know.
Do you have Apple TV, or do you even know?
I don't.
You don't, or you don't know?
I don't have
you
it.
You don't have
it? I don't.
I have it. I've never watched it.
Really?
Never. Never.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's on me, but I've never watched it.
No, because I like that feature on your phone where you can see what all the Apple subscriptions that you have.
Yeah.
So
tells you everything you got.
I just got rid of something. I forgot. I didn't even know I had it. It was like some music service or whatever. I was like, oh, hell. Because I have Spotify, and so I was paying for some other music service.
And you're like, why? Yes. Why am I doing
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
I have to go through that every single day because of my 7-year-old.
Oh, right.
No, I swear. He buys something every day on my phone.
Yeah.
He's figured it out. He's figured it out. So I go through it every day just to weed him out.
Yeah, and I do like that they make it so easy to unsubscribe.
Yeah,
you know, they do make it really easy. Anyway, Apple TV Plus has raised its subscription from $9.99 to $12.99 per month. $13. I like the 99-cent thing. It's $13, friends. And I guess 45 million subscribers like Carson are really, really mad. I guess it launched in 2019 at $5, and now it's $13.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I mean, that's on top of everything else. You have the Netflix and everything else.
Paramount.
Jeez.
Yeah, Hulu.
It adds up fast.
Yep, Peacock, all the stuff. By the way, Apple TV has been losing over $1 billion annually, spending heavily on premium content. They've been losing $1 billion annually? That seems crazy. Since they have 45 million subscribers, but yeah, that's what they're saying. They must pay that Ted Lasso a lot of money or something.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Crap. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Parker, we will name exactly where we're going to be. We'll do that in 15 minutes. We'll be there at 7:40 this morning. Tote Bag Blowout is coming to Parker.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.